ESPNLive.com.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Or does it?
I was feeling so bad. I asked my family doctor just what I had.
It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live. Do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy Talk Radio, from heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze. This is talk radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Lines are open, 888-283-7272. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. Michelle, we're kicking off with you. How can I help, darling?
Hi.
Hi.
How are you doing?
I am living well. What's up?
Good. Well, I've been to the doctor a couple of times about an issue with abdominal pain.
Okay.
With, it's always localized, like, right below my right rib cage.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, in the gallbladder area.
Sure.
It's not something that's always constant. It comes and goes. I'll go weeks without it hurting at all, and then when it does start hurting, it's every time I eat, you know, all of the signs of a gallbladder issue that you would read about on the internet or whatnot. So,
right.
You know, my doctor's wanting to go ahead and do, like, ultrasound, PIDA scans, all of that stuff, and I know that a lot of doctors can be really quick to diagnose abdominal pain with the gallbladder. So I'm just trying to see if there's anything that I can do or if there's anything else that it could be to kind of avoid going that direction.
Well, let's talk about it. Let's back up for just a second. Okay, so it comes and goes. It's pain underneath the rib cage. And so that's it, but it's not constant, right? When it happens, does it feel kind of crampy a little bit? Like it grabs you?
When it's not hurt, like when it's not severe, yes, it feels like a little ache or cramp under there. But when it's like, at periods of time, it, like, literally stops me where I'm at, and I kind of have to, like, I grab it. I don't know. It doesn't really help at all, but it kind of stops me in my tracks and almost brings tears to my eyes because it almost feels like I've never been stabbed, but I guess that would be the, you know, the terminology for it is the stabbing pain.
Stabbing pain. Yeah, and do you, let's see what's the best way to say this. How, are you under a lot of stress at all?
Aren't we all?
Yeah,
yes,
but
I
when I say that,
doctor.
Though, when I say that, yeah, I mean, we all
yeah.
are. I mean, if you live in America right now, everybody is. But
yeah, I'm under a high-stress situation. I mean, I have a stressful job. I just lost my father 5 months ago and taking care of a four-year-old and things like that. But, yeah.
Are you close with your dad?
Oh, extremely.
You know, in Chinese medicine, when you go through a period, extreme periods of any emotion, whether it be guilt or blame or there's more I could have done or could, you know, I wish I had him still here. There's emotions that happen that when they're so intense. So if you were that close to your dad, if they were so intense that it directly affects certain organ systems, and a lot of times, and this is definitely not standard medicine, there's nowhere in the medical textbooks that talk about this at all, but in Chinese medicine they talk about it a lot, and of course that's been around a lot longer than our system. So it's, you can't reestablish your acetylcholine levels, and that can cause issues with the gallbladder. But I mean, the bottom line is, I can tell you two things. This is my thought, okay? The root cause of these kind of things typically are a loss. Like when you said you lost your dad 5 months ago, that was a huge statement. Because I know you got responsibilities with your child and all of that, but I mean, if you got a high stress job, are you a single mom or are you married? And so your dad was probably your anchor.
Yeah, he helped a lot with my son. I have a wonderful boyfriend that helps tremendously as well. But there's always that gap of, you know, something missing. And I haven't had time to grieve. I was only off for 3 days after his death. And, you know, I mean, I work in oncology, animal specialty and stuff. So, it's,
yeah.
You know, I can't miss work. There's other people who are depending on these medications. And
yeah,
something that I had to get back to work. It was a brand new job, and then he passed. And it's definitely been stressful, and I've been trying to get into talk to someone about it and stuff. But doctor just prescribed me low-dose Xanax for sleep and for, you know, anxiety and panic attacks directly after the passing. But other than that, I haven't really taken that medication for, gosh, probably at least a month and a half to 2 months. So that's, just that pain.
Well, and that's pretty normal. I mean, like you said, you didn't have time to grieve. So, you know what I mean? So you've gone through one of the toughest, I think it's one of the toughest losses in life is to lose your father and,
right.
and your mother. I mean, it's very difficult. It's a tough thing to go through.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, those are natural emotions. And I've seen that a ton with people where they have the pain in the rib cage right there. So that's why if you did the scan and all that right now, the standard test that we use just to check kind of the function of the gallbladder, it would be doing pretty decent. And that's why it comes and goes like that. And you carry a lot of that. It's weird. The emotions kind of store themselves in certain organ systems. And that is, like I said, if you're in the healthcare field at all, that's not standard medicine. But if you study acupuncture and if you study Chinese medicine, it's written all over the place. And pretty amazing. The mind, how it affects the body, is pretty unbelievable. So, I mean, what do you do from this point? One is you definitely want to take, and I don't know what this means for you, but as you're kind of grieving through this and going through this, is make sure you take time to do that and don't just run in the rat race and then all of a sudden it's Christmas and you still haven't, you know, you just kind of pushed it, kind of tucked it down. Because when you tuck it, guess where it's going? It's going down, and that's some of the pains that you're feeling because you're not releasing those emotions and letting them out. And it's tough to do, I know, but that's the case. There's a lot of things you can do nutritionally to support it, to keep your acetylcholine levels up. But again, the negative emotions typically on the inside, when you hold them in, that's a big key. Nutritionally, there's a lot of things that are bringing acetylcholine levels up. Eggs are really good. All your protein-rich foods like red meat, organic and grass-fed, of course, and turkey, salmon, a lot of the fish are really good at bringing acetylcholine levels up. And there's some good supplements, too. Your healthy fats like almonds and walnuts, avocados. Make sure that during this time, with work and being a single mom and everything, that your nutrition stays on top. Got to be really good on the nutritional side. And that's going to be your best weapon as you walk through this. Vitamin B6 can be helpful. I'll tell you some things that were taught to me by a professor in medical school that I just found so interesting, and it lined up with everything I had learned just around a lot of the natural things I've always studied. But phosphatidylcholine, which is lecithin, you can get that as a supplement. He actually taught us in class, I'll never forget it, that when you raise phosphatidylcholine and lecithin in the body, it raises acetylcholine before bedtime and can put you into a deep REM stage sleep. Well, at that time I was in med school, so of course I was stressed out and not sleeping, right? And I tried it myself. I was dreaming vivid dreams. So those are some things you might want to consider as you're walking through this process.
Hi, this is Dr. Asa here to talk about my good friends at Earth Fare, the healthy supermarket. Earth Fare is on a mission to transform lives, provide the best in natural food choices, and educate others toward healthier lifestyles. They give food items away every week to give back to the community, that's you, empower you to make a difference. So sign up for Earth Fair's Welcome Home at earthfair.com to save big each week and get a free whole chicken or maybe even some organic burgers. Text EAT, that's E-A-T, to 71700, that's 71700, and receive regular text coupons to save on all natural options. Looking for healthy, affordable options that kids will love too? Well, stop by Earth Fair every Thursday from 4 to 8 p.m. and up to 6 kids each free with the purchase of a $5 adult meal. For more information about my good friends at Earth Fair, please visit earthfair.com.
Originally, we the people have entrusted government to be the guardians of currency, to ensure purity, content, weights and measures of gold and silver coins citizens would use for commerce. This reinstalled confidence after the demise of the fiat continental system, wisdom being lost with time. The government we once entrusted to protect from counterfeit has colluded with private business, creating the largest fiat counterfeiting scheme our country ever experienced. This is not only a transfer of power to an institution that is not accountable to our elected government, but has also caused the dollar to lose more than 90 cents of its original value. Now foreign governments are trying to divest themselves from this once world reserve currency. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm offering a book that explains how the system works. Call me today at 800-686-2237. I will give you a silver dollar free just for purchasing the book. Call today at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
Is there a less expensive way to detoxify your body?
Yes, microplant powder from hempusa.org frees your body of toxins from vaccinations, pharmaceutical residues, heavy metals, parasites, and toxic chemicals in your food and water for around $10 a month. Microplant powder removes virus, fungus, and bacteria while cleaning and purifying the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. It unclogs arteries and softens heart valves. Plus, microplant powder can be taken with any liquid, any pharmaceutical, at any time. It's truly the easiest and most cost-effective way to clean and detoxify your body for around $10 a month. Microplant powder from hempusa.org. It really works. And for persistent health issues, try our Matrix Bio Powder together with microplant powder for a deeper cellular cleaning. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. And see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $34.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans. And it's perfect if you're traveling or away from home. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Extend your life with
Extendivite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale with prices from 6 years ago. Starting now until February 28th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling. To help you, help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is the show where your health is your greatest wealth. 888-283-7272, lines are open. And what are you struggling with? Because we want to talk about it. Why? Because this show is about you. It's for you. And your health is your greatest wealth. To go where you need to be in your health, you got to make changes. You can't stay where you are. A lot of times we think we can just keep plugging along and then maybe things will just turn around. But the reality is they won't. We have to go to the next level with your health and with your life. And on this show, we want to help you do that. Our preferred wellness providers are healthcare providers in your area that believe the same way we do. Nutrition and lifestyle-based care that take you from where you are to where you need to be. We want to get you in that network. It's growing every single day. I'm talking Waco, Texas, Lexington, Kentucky, out in Florida, up in Michigan and New York. It's incredible to see the folks that are coming on board. So if you live in those areas and need help, you can get in touch with our preferred wellness provider team, and they'll get you the help that you need. Let's go now to Brad. Brad, let's kick it off with you. How can I help?
Hi, Dr. Asa. Thanks for taking my call.
You got it, man. What's up?
I talked to you about 3 months ago. Was having some problems with low T.
Okay.
And had been to the doctor and got tested. You gave me some advice, and I took it, kind of ran with it. And anyway, I've got my blood work done again, and my numbers have gone up 10% basically in 3 months. I don't know how good or bad that is.
Oh, that's good.
But anyway, they tested DHEA. I heard you talk about just a little bit earlier tonight, DHEA sulfate.
Okay.
And my number is 170. Now, they didn't test that before, so I don't know if it moved any, but he just thought it was something that he might should check that this time. And I was just wondering what your thoughts were, because I've read a lot online that optimum levels are way above that.
Well, DHEA numbers can go up just a little bit from there. You don't want to have them too high, but because you can start converting into estrogen if it goes too high. So you have to be really careful with DHEA, and you don't want it converting to estrogen, obviously. Have you been doing a lot of exercise, weightlifting?
Well, I have for the last 20 years. I've just kind of tweaked my workout a little bit in the last 3 months, and I've changed a lot of things. I was doing a low-fat diet for years, which I understand is pretty detrimental to testosterone
production. Yeah, it is.
And so I've started adding a lot of nuts, avocados, the good fish oil, for one thing, the liquid.
Okay.
I pretty much followed everything that you told me on that, and I'm actually sleeping better.
That's fantastic.
But, you know, I didn't know how much I could expect in 3 months. If I go back in 3 months, could I expect it to go up this much more if I keep doing what I'm doing?
Yeah, if you keep going doing what you're doing, it'll probably continue to go up. Again, that's the difference. You know, the difference is when you're going more of the natural route and you're kind of pushing your body to make its own and making nutritional changes, that's why drugs work so well. And many times that's why I'm a big fan of medicine, because sometimes we need a rapid result. But when you're looking at whether it's low T or it's not life-threatening and you're looking to get things back up, the difference is if you were to take a hormone itself, it would jump it up really, really fast. But would it stay if you ever came off of it? No, it would go back down. So the key is, you know, it's kind of like the turtle and the hare. It's like slow and steady is a better route to go when you're looking at hormones, because you want to get them to stay. Now, it's good that you're exercising. Another key factor that you might want to talk to your doctor about getting done, and they can check, are dopamine levels. Now, they have a urine test, and they have a like a regular blood test. And your dopamine levels play a big role, too, in overall testosterone levels. So a lot of times those go hand in hand. And remember, when you're looking at it, it has to be an overall picture. You always want to make sure that everything's working together, kind of like connecting the dots. And it sounds like you've got your lifestyle, you know, in a good place, which is great. But maybe dopamine might be a key too. And there's some different factors that can help with dopamine levels. And I can tell you some supplements that have been shown and researched to help with dopamine. And one of those is pyridoxal-5-phosphate. Another one is acetyl L-carnitine can help, too, build those levels up. And then, interestingly enough, L-tyrosine and L-phenylalanine, those are two amino acids, they combine together to actually produce dopamine in the body. And when you drink a lot of caffeine, caffeine will actually cut phenylalanine and split L-tyrosine and drop dopamine levels all the way down. So, you know, there's some other factors that can play into the role. But I tell you this, don't look for the big jump, because that's not going to happen when you're going this route. okay? It is more slow and steady. So you might want to look into the whole dopamine factor and, you know, continue to get your blood test done with the docs and stay in touch with that and just stay steady with it. You know, the good news is you made some quality changes. You're sleeping better. You're already seeing some responses in the body. You're probably just not seeing it at the speed. You know, right now in this world, we definitely want to see things quick. We want to see it fast and that kind of deal. I mean, I'm one of those as well. But with hormones, sometimes it takes a little while, okay? But keep me posted. I mean, definitely stay on track. Sounds like you've got a good game plan together. And when you talk with your doctor, talk with him about the dopamine levels. He may not, and this is not something run in standard medicine at all. And so if he's an internist or even family medicine, it'll probably be something he'll have to look up the code and all that kind of deal. But, you know, they can get it run for you if they need to. But let me know how that goes, okay? 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Samantha in Michigan writes, she said, I've been struggling with low thyroid levels or hypothyroidism. And my doctor has me on Synthroid. What do you think about Armour? I think Armour is a great choice, actually. And if you have to do medicine, the Armour actually is a great way to go. Because it's one of those drugs that is made much from a natural derivative. It's made from glandular tissue. And with the whole glandular tissue, the part of that is that it can stimulate and push the body to still make its own as far as the thyroid hormone goes. So that's why if the great news is if you haven't had your thyroid removed, you still have the gland, and it's possible to push it to still make its own. So that's the whole deal with that. And I love seeing that because with Armour, so many people say, well, I don't want to take any drugs. Well, I don't want to see you have to take them either. I mean, I wouldn't want to take them either, but they're there for a reason. They work. And if you're having a bunch of symptoms, they can make a radical difference. You just have to look at all the other factors to support healthy thyroid levels from a natural perspective, cutting out strawberries and staying away from cruciferous vegetables, using coconut oil when you cook with. There are all kinds of natural ways to support a healthy thyroid. We'll be right back. Hey folks, have you ever really wondered what you're actually made of? I mean, your own DNA. Well, in the future, your doctor will have your DNA profile on file to be used as a guide for your medicine, nutrition, and overall wellness. Well, the future is now with a breakthrough company called GeneMe. Backed by cutting-edge science and genetic research, is showing us how to use strategic nutrition to turn back the clock on our personal genetic weaknesses. Our DNA is what we're made of, and now we can start to understand our bodies and our health with GeneMe. From cardiac health to healthy energy levels, feeling great and fewer aches and pains after that yard work or exercise, GeneMe has cracked the genetic code to help you find the vitality that you're searching for. If you want to use strategic nutrition to look and feel younger than you are right now, then visit getgeneme.me. That's getgeneme.me to get your free personal genetic nutrition profile today. Go to getgeneme.me.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. Call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does this mean? How about a 50 by 100-foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 866-99-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-99-STEEL. That's 866-997-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 866-99-STEEL today.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there, I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNLive.com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Call now, 888-283-7272. Stay connected with the show, healthcoachradio.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show, the show where your health is your greatest wealth. Our preferred wellness providers, healthcare providers in your area, believe the same way we do, nutrition and lifestyle-based care. So if you're looking to get to the root cause and you want to come up with a good preventative game plan, working on all three aspects of the health triangle, the mental side, the chemical side, and the structural side, so you're kind of getting that whole body approach, I'm telling you, they have got their stuff together, and they can take you from where you are to where you need to be. Let's go to Kayla now. Hi, Kayla. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Dr. Asa.
Good to talk with you, Kayla. What's happening?
I was diagnosed with PCOS almost 6 years ago. And right. Even though I'm on 2,000 milligrams of metformin and 200 milligrams of spironolactin and marcogestin every day, I still have awful insulin resistance. And I've lost 32 pounds in the past, few months. And my insulin levels are still at 46.6, and my testosterone level is still at 1.96. That's just saying, is there any supplements I could add to my regimen that would possibly help with that?
It's a challenge, and I mean, PCOS is something that I see so many women get frustrated with, and I know it's challenging. And is your doctor just scratching their head and just they don't know what else to do?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're like, somebody help me. I mean, my goodness. Are you eating well? I mean, do you feel like you're doing everything perfectly?
Yeah, I'm on a glycemic index diet. So I'm pretty much eating, like, for pre-diabetes and for insulin resistance and everything like that. So I try to eat lower carbs so I don't spike anything, and it seems to just, you know, it seems to stay at the same level. So I don't know why. So I'm trying to figure some stuff out. So.
Are you exercising much?
Yes.
Why?
Three times a week at least. So. Yeah.
Okay. So could you increase it to 5 days?
I have a hard time because I have to base it around my schedule.
Okay.
So, yeah.
All right. Let's talk eating for a second. Okay. Talk to me about what a typical day looks like. Just give me breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Just typical day.
Okay. In the mornings, I usually have about 2 to 3 eggs. And in the afternoon, I usually try to stick with, like, a high-protein bar. I know that's not great. And in the evenings, I'll make, like, a broccoli with chicken and then add some shredded cheddar cheese and then, or, like, bean soup because beans have high protein, but at the same time, you know, they have high fiber, so the carbs kind of balance out.
Right.
Different things like that. So because I threw myself into ketosis a few years ago and caused myself a little bit of issues, so I try not to stay too hard into ketosis.
Okay, yeah. I understand. Yeah. Well, I know that you're doing well with that. I would increase and make things more balanced, if you're just asking my opinion, breakfast with lunch and with dinner. So you want to have your 3 eggs in the morning is great. Cook it in good coconut oil or butter. Have you some form of carbohydrate, like fresh blueberries or strawberries or raspberries or whatever. Don't go crazy with the fruit, but have some. And then are you doing snacks in between meals or no? Are you avoiding that?
I try to do like almonds or something like that, but I, you know, it's kind of, once again, kind of hard with my schedule. But I try to fit it in. So.
Yeah, I wouldn't make that happen no matter what. If you got to keep it in your purse and you grab just a handful while you're in the middle of doing whatever you're doing, I would make that happen because it does make a difference. That in-between time stimulates the metabolism, and it really does. It can really work with the thyroid gland and get things kind of moving. So if you could make that happen, that'd be great. Lunch, no more bars. Got to have a meal. Got to have some kind of meat, protein, and vegetables. Somehow, some way, even if you have to throw it in a Tupperware deal and take it with you to work, okay? And then afternoon snack has to happen. Food's your best medicine. I want you to remember that, no matter what. You don't miss every single day. Just like your doctor would tell you, don't miss your medicine, no matter what. You have to kind of get to the place where you feel like, you know, my food, the things I eat is kind of like, is everything. And with getting your weight where you want it, you definitely don't want to miss meals because that's going to actually increase the metabolism, even with PCOS. But small, I mean, literally it doesn't have to be. It can be just such a small grazing that you do in that snack time, but it's enough to stimulate the metabolism. And then with dinner, you're doing the broccoli and all that with protein, so that's fine and dandy. So that's really good. I mean, all that. Supplements that could help potentially with that. Are you doing anything like alpha lipoic acid or vanadyl sulfate or chromium picolinate?
Not really. Yeah, if you could. Sorry.
They can join in if they need to. But those supplements have got really good research behind them. Even cinnamon is really good, too. And you can get that in a capsule form, or you can just put it on your food, whatever you want to do. But those can help a lot. Even though you're taking the medicine, of course, let your doctor know all that sort of thing if you start taking the supplements. I do think that's important. Don't leave them out in the blind. But those have good research behind them, so you might want to check those out and just see what you think and see what they think, too. But your exercise, if you can kick it up a little bit, that will help. And also nettle root. Have you ever heard of that?
No.
Okay. Nettle root it's all right. And nettle root's been around for years, and a lot of people have used it for a variety of things, hormone related. And nettle root has a really great way of breaking down testosterone. And so, like, with someone that deals with PCOS, it can be very helpful with the whole testosterone issue. So do some reading up on that. And, of course, all the health food stores have them and all. And you might want to do just, you know, kind of read up on it. But the exercise increase would help, but only at a small level, meaning that I wouldn't go over probably 30 minutes to 35 minutes if you're doing that. If you've already got kind of a routine, even though your schedule's packed, I understand. But again, you've got a goal here. And it doesn't have to be an hour in a gym, but if you could do 20 or 30 minutes on those other days, that would be enough, again, to keep the consistency going and make a difference. Are you sleeping okay or not really?
I sleep pretty well in general. I get about anywhere from about 6 to 8 hours in, on a good night, you know, and on the weekends. I splurge and get about 10 to 12, so.
Okay, yeah. I would look into those. I mean, just kind of those little principles we talked about. But it sounds like you've got a good game plan overall, and you've done your research for sure, which I'm excited to see. I would make some of those changes. You can look into those and definitely look into some of the supplements and talk to your physician and all that kind of jazz, because those little tweaks a lot of times can make a difference. And, of course, fish oil and all that, not in the gel caps, but the oil itself, that always helps with any kind of hormone-related issue at any level, and just see what those numbers are. I think they might be curious, and you might be shocked to find that the pituitary gland might not be working that well, and that could be one of the culprits. So there's a could-be that you can check on, okay? Thanks for the call. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Lines are open. Which doctors are happiest and the healthiest? They did a survey to rate the happiness on a 5-point scale. Of course, 5 being as happy as you can be. Rheumatologists, which are specialists in arthritis, joints, muscles, and bones, topped the list with an average self-reported happiness rating of 4.09. They were followed by dermatologists, urologists, ophthalmologists, and ER doctors at 4.01. The least happiest doctors are a 3-way tie between neurologists, gastroenterologists, and internal medicine doctors. They rated their happiness at 3.88, hardly unhappy, but trailing the pack. The next least unhappy docs are oncologists, general surgeons, and plastic surgeons at 3.89. And while they're still pretty happy, well, the clue comes from the financial report card. As we know, 61% of those in practice say they have adequate or more than adequate savings for their stage of life, while only 7% say they are in unmanageable debt. And it isn't all about money, but 4 out of 5 doctors say they're religious, and more than 40% actively practice some form of religious service. So when they rated their happiness, of course, they felt as they were giving to others and serving others. Now, that's a pretty cool thing. I mean, that's one of the reasons I got into this whole gig, is to serve, by the main reason. And so when you find a big group like that that has a good number, and that's why they're in the game, too, is to make a difference in your life. Everybody thinks, see, they're not out all for the money. Your surgeon is not just out to make a boat payment with your surgery. And no, they're not just trying to buy their next big house or their Mercedes. Many of us out here actually care about you and got into it for the right reasons and want to see your health go to the next level. It is a tough field. Let me tell you, medicine's not easy. And it is not for the faint at heart. So even though there's a lot of different types of training and a lot of different specialties, and everybody, you know, or many people want natural ways now, and it's not taught in medical schools at all, by the way. So the doctors, like myself, have to go out and get a lot of extra training and all to figure that out. But with all the specialties that we have, I have to say that it is probably one of the most rewarding professions that we have. I mean, outside of the clergy, teachers, I think, have incredible jobs, because you get to see the fruit of your labor. You get to see yourself pouring into others and teaching them, which is just a powerful thing. Making a difference in other people's lives, finding purpose in your work. And by this survey, seems like a lot are. We'll be right back.
Are you looking for a total health makeover and don't know where to start? Are you sick and tired of struggling with everyday health challenges like being overweight, hormone issues, low or high blood sugar, low energy levels, aches and pains, or depressed mood? Well, it's time for you to enroll in Get Well University. The doctor has created a complete health program that you can easily follow to learn the steps necessary to actually lifestyle your way to better health. It's called Get Well University. Get Well University is an 8-week lifestyle program consisting of one lesson per week to follow, guaranteed to transform your health and your life. With cutting-edge research and easy-to-understand information, Get Well University will jumpstart you into reaching your health goals. To sign up for Get Well University and have it delivered to you directly, call 888-599-9355. That's 888-599-9355. To learn the best way to get well, stay well, and live well.
Is 2013 your year to achieve more? More vitality? More health? More well-being? Hi, this is Pastor Jenny. For 25 years, I spent my life's work teaching others how to achieve more. But in 2010, I got a lesson of my own about RNA drops. I learned that there are millions of gene switches latent in every single cell of my body that are waiting for an activator. I learned by taking RNA drops, I could begin to activate that power in my cells and achieve the more that I desire. I'd like to share what I discovered with you and send you a free 30-day supply of RNA drops valued at $50 for just the cost of shipping and handling. Go to rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call me toll free at 888-577-3703. That's 888-577-3703. rnafreesample.com. Discover the more that's waiting for you.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more. All more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com. The big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before markets, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 per life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Call now, 888-283-7272. Stay connected with the show, healthcoachradio.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show where your health is your greatest wealth. You can check us out online, getwellradio.com. We'll be glad to make you part of the show. Send me an email, or we can answer in private, whatever you prefer. Let's go to Alan. Hi, Alan. Welcome to the show.
Yes, Dr. Ace, I tuned in at the bottom of the hour. Perhaps you've already addressed this here, but my question was concerning L-arginine supplementation. Dr. Ace, I'm familiar, because of my medical background, I'm familiar with the role of arginine in terms of nitric oxide production and vasodilation and that sort of thing. My question is this, sir. What is the optimum therapeutic dosage here for someone that's supplementing with arginine, L-arginine there for the purposes of controlling hypertension and ED issues and that sort of thing? I'm currently taking about 3,000 milligrams a day of L-arginine there, and I recently came off lisinopril here with a marginal control here of my hypertension, but of course at my age here, mid-50s here, I'm also concerned about ED issues as well. I'm wondering what the optimum therapeutic dosage for L-arginine would be for those two issues.
Well, it sounds like you're doing great, but now, did your doctor take you off of lisinopril, or did you do that?
I sort of weaned myself off of that because, as I indicated there, my background there, I know what ACE inhibitors are and that sort of thing there, and I prefer to do it on a more natural basis there, and understanding the role of arginine in vasodilation. That's why I was attempting to do it that way, and I've had, as I said, some marginal success with that. Though, of course, the lisinopril brought it down much faster, more abruptly, you know, but so much so there that I was having dizzy spells and everything. So I weaned myself off the lisinopril very quickly there and started augmenting my therapeutic regimen with L-arginine there. And of course, it's a much lower progress that way. But I'm wondering, you know, should I exceed 3,000 milligrams of arginine a day there, or should I stick with that dosage regimen there, and of course the ED issues as well? I'm just trying to optimize my dosage regimen with the L-arginine there for those two particular.
Well, let me stop this though. Here's the deal. I mean, you've got the freedom to do whatever you want. My opinion is you have to be with your physician. I just really, I'm a stickler on that. Not weaning yourself off of drugs. Even if you've studied and researched and all that, you got to have your doctor working with you and monitoring you. You just have to. When was the last time you saw your doc?
I do take my blood pressure daily, so I'm very familiar with, blood pressure levels there, particularly the diastolic nature.
Yeah, I understand, but when's the last time you went to your doctor that prescribed the medicine?
Oh, that was perhaps a year ago.
Okay. I mean, I know you're asking me about L-arginine, but I'm going to come back around and tell you that you need to be going to see your doctor. If you're going to be doing something like that and weaning yourself down, you should be going in every 2 to 3 months. That's just the bottom line. I don't care how much you know about it. And I'm just telling you because it's not smart. Because with lisinopril, I understand that you know about ACE inhibitors, but at the end of the day, you don't know as much as your physician does. And they're the ones that put you on it. They put you on it for a reason. And so you need to be over there with them and at least telling them, even if they don't agree with it, you still need to say, well, okay, that's fine. You don't agree with it, but this is what I'm doing. It's my body. This is what I want to do. And I'm asking you to walk with me in this. Because either you're going to wean me down or I'll wean myself down. And then, of course, they're going to say, well, I'll help you do it, but I don't think it's smart. because they have an obligation to do that with you, or they'll release you as a patient. And, you know, hopefully you're working with somebody that will keep you and respect your wishes enough, as long as they don't feel like it's going to hurt you, which it sounds like at the level that you are, it's not going to hurt you, but it's still not wise to do it without walking with somebody that's had that level of education. Because no matter how much you read, you haven't learned these medicines and what they can do to the body as much as your doctor has. You just haven't. And I'm a big stickler about that, because I see people do this all the time, and they think they can listen to my show and just kind of figure it out on their own. And I'm not okay with that. I don't say go see your doctor because I'm, you know, it's some disclaimer here on the show and I'm trying to cover myself. I mean it. Because you can't just monitor yourself like that. And I'm just telling you that because I care. I'm not saying it to be, you know, a jerk or anything. I'm saying it because I actually care. And it's the right thing to do. And I would do that for my own self and for my family members and everything else. So, I mean, I wouldn't try to monitor them. I would make sure they have a doctor that's walking with them. And so, I mean, I think it's smart. So with that being said, okay, first and foremost, the L-arginine dosages that they usually recommend when you're looking at just stabilization in the body, okay, because you never really give L-arginine for blood pressure. It's known to help with that, but it's never directly given for that. And so 3,000 is pretty typical. Some people do 6,000. It's not going to harm you to do that. L-arginine being an amino acid is pretty light. They do combinations of that with a green tea extract and with L-citrulline, which is another amino acid. And those two together help create nitric oxide. And that's been shown in studies, multiple studies, to help lower blood pressure. And also combine that with rebounding. That can be helpful too, where you jump up and down on the mini trampoline 5 to 30 minutes a day, or 5 to 20 minutes a day, and that can be really helpful as well. Of course, watching your sodium intake is kind of old school, but it does help in that case. But celery juice is a great way to get natural sodium to help support the adrenal glands. So there's kind of a little bit of a game plan, but I would definitely work with them, man. Don't do this by yourself. Definitely don't wait a year like you have. All right, and keep me posted how it goes. You're listening to the best in Healthy Talk Radio.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding a medical condition.
Are you looking for a natural health and wellness-based provider in your area? 80% of the health challenges we face today are diet and lifestyle related. That's why a team of nutritional and lifestyle-based health providers have been developed to help coach you into reaching your health goals, called the Wellness Providers. The Wellness Providers are trusted professionals in your area that incorporate nutritional, wellness, and lifestyle-based strategies to give you a new health game plan, which is designed to help you lifestyle your way toward better health. To find a wellness provider in your area, please call Wellness Provider team member at 888-599-9355. That's 888-599-9355. Or go to mywellnessproviders.com. That's mywellnessproviders.com. They'll help you get well, stay well, and live well.